Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. 855 450 free. We're also on the internet waves and satellite waves.
Does the internet have waves?
Yeah.
I hear that it has tubes.
Yeah, everything's a vibration. 855-450-FREE.
Is this more of your new age mumbo jumbo?
Maybe.
Okay.
And with you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Ridley.
And Mark.
And let's go to your calls and thoughts. Then Ridley will tell us some ideas for Liberland, that 3 square miles plot of land right between Croatia and Serbia where some people have decided they are going to try to live and have sort of staked their claim to what was supposedly unclaimed lands and have called it their own country. Let's go to Mike, though, first in Oregon. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ridley, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Mike. Go ahead, sir.
Look, Dave Ridley, it's finally great to be able to talk to you. I don't know if you remember me or not. I was the guy who... This was January 17th of 2006. You were sitting right next to me in the, I believe it was the State House in Concord, New Hampshire. I was the guy that was trying to change the window tint bill. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. You've often been an inspiration to me as to how much time a person can put into a bill and how well they can put everything together and just get totally blown off by a House committee.
That letter I put together... I'll talk about what I originally called in about in a second, but that letter that I kind of read was a condensed version of my letter. That letter originally was 10 pages long, and it took me 5.5 years to actually write it up. And,
whoa.
And the reason I did this was because New Hampshire is one of 6 states that does not allow window tinting until left and right of the driver. And one of the things I actually proved is that I actually debunked a common myth that people have. In fact, it's a very stereotypical myth that if the vehicle comes with factory tinted windows, then it's completely legal. And one of the things that I did was that I actually proved that there is no such thing as factory tinted windows to left and right of the driver. And it was very hard to prove, but I proved that every vehicle that ever had tinted windows to the front and on the front doors was in fact aftermarket. But I think the problem with my letter was it was a little too technological, and I didn't have enough argument as for, like, independent rights and such, and individual, I should say, individual rights. It was a little too technological, and I think that's one of the reasons why it did not get pushed, you know, any further.
I think you're being too hard on yourself. I think your testimony was fine. This is exactly how a bill is supposed to be brought before the State House, and you right. did everything right on your first try, and you still got blown off.
Oh, yeah.
Well at least your failure was an inspiration. I mean, Dave, you said he was inspirational to you, so.
It was a piece of data that I definitely collected there that affected my actions later on. But I do think that window tinting has probably gotten thousands of Americans killed, you know, just, or, I mean, not tinting, but the ban on tinting has probably got thousands of Americans killed.
Why?
Because it is so much safer to be in your car if no one can see where you are in your car or if you are in your car. It would be a protection against carjacking and so forth.
I see what you're saying.
And you can reach for a weapon while you've got your windows tinted, and the carjacker cannot see you reach for the weapon.
Which, of course, is the reason why the police will claim they don't want windows to be tinted, because they don't want to come up on somebody who's got a gun up against the window.
Yeah, the solution to that is to have police not pulling people over anymore.
Mike, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, the reason I originally called in was the video that you had of your phone being stolen by the cops, the paramedic.
The paramedic.
The paramedic. Then he passed
paramedic,
off
yeah.
the cop.
That's right.
Then, okay, after that, a video came up. I think Sam Dodson was filming you, and it was from Obscure Truth Network. And
yep.
I saw almost like an edited kind of version of it, because it was kind of put together that way. But do you actually have the raw video of that? Because you had asked John McLean a question, or you made a statement that, oh, I can actually show you the proof. And he came back and said, well, first off, Ian, you can't show me the proof. And you would laugh, and it kind of cut to something else. What was the actual answer he gave other than, well, you can't show me the proof? Because that's a nonsense statement.
I'm pretty sure, if I'm recalling correctly, you're talking about the city manager when I confronted him about the stealing of my camera by one of his employees. He basically blew me off and refused to look at the evidence of it.
But why? I mean, if you actually had the proof, why wouldn't he want to look
at it? Because he's under no obligation to do anything.
I also asked the fire chief to look at it, and he wouldn't look at it.
Yeah, see no evil, right? Like, oh, well, you know, you've got all this evidence. Well, we don't want to see it.
We might have to do something if we saw it.
Yeah. So, hey, thanks, Mike, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, referring again to this video that you've now sort of resurfaced, Dave, with your recent reporting of RidleyReport.com about a EMS worker who stole my phone out of my hands. And, yeah, I was a little shocked when, you know, I had video evidence of this theft happening to me by a city employee and the city manager, who normally will present himself as this reasonable guy who's willing to have a chat with you, essentially just blows me off.
Turns out, not so much.
If you commit a crime against free staters, and you're a government person, I hope to be able to bring it up in the year 2025 if you do it tomorrow.
And we hope you will as well. So, Liberland, Dave Ridley, it is the plot of land between Croatia and Serbia. 3 square miles, 7 square kilometers. It is the president is Vit Jedlica. Official languages include Czech and English. Their motto is to live and let live. Unfortunately, the Croatian government is not letting them live. They are, they haven't killed them yet, but they are trying to stop them from living free.
They're
by
letting.
Right, by preventing them from crossing into the territory. Apparently, it's easier to get into Liberland from Serbia. But, you know, you've got some ideas for these guys. They're just getting started. They've set up a camp in Serbia that they're sort of their base of operations, and they're trying to move inward toward Liberland is the last I heard, and it's been probably a week or two since we talked about them. So what are you, have you heard anything new, or what did you want
well,
to bring
to the
table?
Well, for my Serbian friends, the Bojice biti ako oni ima srpsko jezik. What I'm saying is it would be better if they had Serbian as one of the official languages. It would be a gesture of
international
respect for the locals, yeah. I think, okay, is what I'm trying to say. And it's also of the fact that the Serbian government is letting them in.
I guess they've been having parties there on the weekends. I've seen that.
Yeah, they've been staying there in tents all week.
They're actually in the property now?
That's what I saw.
They had a base of operations in Serbia for a while. So, like I said, I haven't seen any updates in the last week or two.
It's hard to know, but that's my understanding.
Okay.
There's people camped out living there, I guess.
Yeah, but I just had a couple thoughts as to how whenever a government attacks Liberland, what they need to do and what we need to help them do, I hope to help them do, is to make each government attack on Liberland should make Liberland stronger and that government weaker. So I want to try to do that a little bit tonight by, first of all, drawing attention to the fact that, you know, the Croatian government did commit some arrests. And I think every time the Croatian government arrests a Liberlander, or if the Serbian government does that, we should bring up a new Croatian war crime. Okay, so today's Croatian war crime would be from the Bosnian War. There's a whole page on Croatian war crimes in the Bosnian War, and it's 14 different crimes long. They're listed. They have their own pages. Let's just talk about...
You were over there at this time, too. I'd like to point that out.
Yeah, I love Croats, but they've got an awful government. Let's talk about the Omici massacre. From Wikipedia.com, this was in 1993. Omici massacre was the culmination of the Lashva Valley ethnic cleansing committed by the Croatian community of Herzeg Bosna's political and military leadership on Bosnian civilians, basically Bosnian Muslims, during the Croat-Bosniak War in April 1993.
What's wrong with ethnic cleansing? Everybody needs their ethnicity cleansed once in a while. Cleanliness next to godliness.
Yeah. The entire state of Croatia is now ethnically clean, and it didn't get that way peacefully.
By ethnic cleansing, you mean murder.
This happened in the 1990s.
Who was swept up here?
What happened?
I seriously do not know.
What happened in Croatia or what happened in Bosnia?
Well, you said the nation of Croatia is ethnically cleansed, and I don't know who got cleansed from what.
Basically, Serbs got cleansed out of Croatia.
I see. They were killed. Okay, got it.
Right.
All right, we're going to come back with more here. You're not done with this yet. This flashback to 1993.
Yep.
And what was it called, the war crime?
This one was the Amici massacre.
The Amici?
Amici.
More coming up here in moments. There's a good pizza place by the same name here in Keene. 855, 450-FREE. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about Liberland, and Dave Ridley has a few things to share. Plus, just been kind of digging around to see what the latest is on Liberland. It's an interesting plot to free one very small plot of land that ostensibly was not claimed by either Croatia or Serbia. And we're going to continue with that here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And have you or someone that you know been a victim of electronic pickpocketing? Well, if not, you might be wondering what electronic pickpocketing is. It's when thieves pass near you with a scanner, and that scanner can read the data on those RFID chips in your more probably your more recent credit and debit cards. The thieves can then use that information to charge your credit cards for the thieves' purchases and, worse yet, compromise your identity. Now, thanks to ID Stronghold, there's an easy way to prevent electronic pickpocketing from happening to you. ID Stronghold has been making products to block electronic pickpocketing since 2005. Some of their most loyal customers are military personnel that place a high value on personal security. And now you can also have that same protection in the form of great leather RFID blocking wallets made by ID Stronghold. That's right. All you need to do is switch your wallet for a quality leather wallet from ID Stronghold with built-in protection against electronic pickpocketing. Just visit idstronghold.com, and you can see their huge selection of his and hers wallets. That's idstronghold.com, and tell them Ian Freeman sent you. We're going to continue with Dave Ridley telling us about a horrible massacre in 1993 committed by the Croatian government. At the time. Is that right, Dave?
Right. And I'm mentioning this in retaliation for the Croatian attack on Liberland's, some Liberland's people. They arrested some Liberland people.
More than once.
I would go over Serbian atrocities if it had been the Serbian government that did this.
Right. But the Serbians are being a little more tolerant towards the Liberland folks. They're, apparently there's a camp right now. Mark, I think you've got bad information. The camp in this case is in Serbia. I do not believe they have set up a camp in Liberland yet.
Okay.
As I understand it, they are sort of staging outside of Liberland at a campground, or not a campground, but they've got some property in Serbia that they've turned into a camp, sort of like a base of operations. And they're throwing parties there. This coming weekend, they're going to have the fourth Liberland weekend party. Come join the fun to Liberland. It is very important to show that Liberland is not an empty forest. If you've got the time over the weekend, do it. It'll be starting on Friday at 6 p.m., where everyone will arrive at the meeting point near Karda Kod Karin in Serbia, where the base camp is set up. And it is free to camp there. And then on Saturday, the president will arrive by plane, and later they will go to the Liberland headquarters and base camp. And it doesn't really even say here that they're going to go into Liberland, but I presume that's part of the activities. It's just not listed on the actual itinerary here. So they're camping in Serbia and sort of venturing into to Liberland would be my guess.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that it's a pretty big deal for this. Like, I was highly skeptical of Liberland mm-hmm. to begin with. I'm like, oh, okay. Now, remember, I run the Move Here project on Facebook. It's called, and what it is a list of historical liberty movements. I thought that this was a flash in the pan. For real. I thought it was a flash in the pan. Mm-hmm. But if they can get people who are excited enough to actually begin living on this island while claiming their own nationhood, and it is sort of the ownership of it isn't in dispute. It is undisputed that this is an unclaimed territory. So if you've got people in a territory claiming nationhood, and that is, from what all we can tell here, a real, a liberty-oriented nation, best we can tell, then that's a big deal as far as I'm concerned. This is by no means the smallest nation. I've got a list here from Wikipedia of countries and dependencies by area. And you said 7 square kilometers.
Hold on to that list, Mark. We're going to get to it here. But Jesse's on the line in California. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, hello. Hey, I'm curious to think about something. Wouldn't we have the right, the option of having a citizen's arrest done on anybody that stole our phone or, took away our civil rights in any situation like that? I've never had it happen with anyone I've known. I never tried it. But I know one time I had a guy riding on my bumper, and he was endangering my life. And a CHP officer did tell me that I could have him put under citizen's arrest, even if it took them a day or two to find them, as long as I had a license plate. So
I don't even know what it means. I don't even know what citizen's arrest would entail. What are the details? How does one affect a citizen's arrest.
I suspect we will get to the point in New Hampshire where we are able to start doing that and doing it even to government officials, but we're years away from that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't have that uprising, you know, where people, they're always afraid or intimidated about that. I would imagine.
Well, yeah, I'd be afraid of getting catching kidnapping charges if I did a citizen's arrest on somebody.
I saw one, I think a lady attempt to do one at an abortion protest. I can't remember now which side she was on. She attempted to make a citizen's arrest of someone who was doing something at an abortion protest, but I don't remember how that played out. I don't think she was arrested for attempting the citizen's arrest.
Oh, man, yeah, that's what I was wondering. You know, I'm just curious because every time something bumps me in the road with these people, you know, you at least, even if it takes a while, you know, maybe it can cost these jerks their job, pressure on them. But, yeah, it could backfire. I understand what you're talking about. Next thing you know, hey, you know, this guy said this and he said that. So you were crossing over a line. So,
yeah, I'd like to know from an attorney or somebody who might be more familiar with this idea. I mean, you can go online and I just Googled citizen's arrest and, you know, there's some website here, wikihow.com, which makes claims that, you know, sure, here's how you do it. But, you know, it says here that if you witness a crime taking place, it's not a good idea to make a citizen's arrest unless you actually saw a crime happening. When the police arrive, you'll have to provide probable cause for making the arrest. This means you'll have to show that you had a reasonable belief the person you arrested committed a crime. And I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jesse.
This guy taking your phone, huh? So that could be if you had any witnesses nearby that could hopefully stand up for you and say, hey, he took my phone. You know, he was using physical force.
This is
my phone.
There were definitely witnesses
this
nearby.
This is official oppression, is what this is.
Yeah.
I mean, I would call it minor. I don't like the term official oppression in this circumstance, but that's essentially what went on here. If Ian happened to be one of these open carry gun advocates, and he had drawn down on this dude and told him to get on the ground and gotten his camera back and held him until the police came, he likely would be dead today. The police would have erred on the side of the fire medic, and you know, shot him down, and whatever video there was wouldn't have made the least a bit of difference because there was a gun involved. It's like there's no winning in this circumstance.
You're pretty much just cornered. Yeah, I understand it. You know, it's intimidated psychologically.
There are two recent videos I've seen on YouTube of open carriers drawing down on carjackers or other criminals and holding them as a citizen's arrest until the police arrive and the police actually handling it appropriately.
So you've seen this happening?
I've seen videos of it. Although I actually didn't watch the video super closely, you know, to do a Uber check for fraud. But that's I think those were both legit vids.
I can never open carry because I've heard that when you do that, some people, even law enforcement, have told me you have a right to carry a gun on your side, but you're going to be harassed every step of the way.
Especially in California. Jesse, thanks for the call.
Not in California. I think you can carry a long gun in California. This is not legal advice, but you certainly can't just carry a gun anywhere in California.
Thanks for the call, Jesse. Yeah, what I was saying was you're going to get harassed, whatever you're carrying in California.
Get here.
Openly. Yeah, if you love liberty, check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. We're Free Talk Live coming up.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey Guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here and bring up anything you want. We're talking about Liberland, however. What is the latest on this interesting plan to create a new country between Croatia and Serbia in sort of a no man's land where previously neither Croatia and Serbia had claimed this particular 3-square-mile plot of land? We'll get more into that here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And here on Free Talk Live, we love alternative currencies. And, of course, classic alternative currencies. Bitcoin's great, but the classics are gold and silver. And you can get gold and silver by going to silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some special rates on hand-picked gold and silver pieces, including U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, Lakota Nation silver rounds, and more. There's always new inventory, stocks always changing over at silver.freetalklive.com. So go and grab some of the world's most popular alternative currencies, gold and silver, whether you want them for an investment or a hedge against inflation or barter currency. They are beautiful silver and gold pieces and at great prices. Go to silver.freetalklive.com, or maybe you'd prefer to call and talk to a human being. You can call them toll-free at 877-857-9938 or silver.freetalklive.com. That's 877-857-9938. So, Dave Ridley, you were bringing up some old history here from the Croatian government, a massacre that happened in 1993, and you're doing this in retaliation for the Croat government arresting members of Liberland, including the president of Liberland, for just simply trying to cross into the Liberlandian territory, where apparently the excuse by the Croatian government is, well, you're not allowed to leave this plot of land except where we say you can. So they have certain, you know, exit points, border patrol checkpoints or whatever you want to call them, border checkpoints, that they allow people to come and go from. And obviously Liberland is not at one of those areas. So they are arresting people for a border violation, basically.
Yeah, I do want to make clear, you know, primarily the Serbian militias and the Serbian government was the primary aggressors during the 90s wars. But since the Serbian government seems to be handling itself better, I'm bringing up these Croatian war crimes in the 90s to kind of get back at them for what they're doing to the Liberlanders.
Okay.
Again, I'm talking about the Omici massacre, which is just, I've randomly selected it. It's not the worst. Quote from Wikipedia, quote, on Friday, 16 April 1993 at 05:30 hours, Croatian forces simultaneously attacked Vitez, Stari Vitez, Omici, Nadioci, many other towns. Unquote. There was a coordinated assault on Bosnian government forces when the Bosnian government had been bending over backwards for years to prevent a war and not get attacked like this. And this is the ultimate stab in the back. It was possibly the second worst thing that was done in the entire Bosnian war was these Croatian HVO backstabbers that just slaughtered with no warning.
Killing women and children.
Yeah, just started this war that would people who, I mean, Bosnian Muslims were in the Croatian forces in large numbers. They were almost the same force. Some would almost call them the same people. And just one day, bang, killing. And, you know,
why do you think they did it?
Just one. The motivation was territory. It was partly sparked by the United Nations with their Vance Owen peace plan, which gave certain territories to Croatia, and the Croatian militias went in and started trying to seize those territories before the plan was signed. Does that make sense?
Hmm.
Bosnia has three, you know, primary ethnic groups: Croats, Bosnians, Bosnian Muslims, and Serbs.
Okay, so they went into these towns, they slaughtered people.
Right, and Omici, I'm trying to get more into the details of the actual massacre itself at Omici. Let's see, Croat inhabitants of this.
So Omici was one of civilians.
Oh, yeah, they attacked. I mean, it was like the entire Croatian-dominated section of Bosnia fell into a state of warfare almost overnight. It was all planned. Murders of civilians. Overall, 117 to 120 Bosniaks, which means Bosnian Muslims, were killed in the massacre. Most of the men were shot at point-blank range. Some men had been rounded up and killed by Croatian soldiers. 20 or so civilians were also killed at Donja Omici as they tried to flee the village. Unquote. I don't need to go into too much detail. Yeah. It's radio. It needs to be quick. But I just... Every time the Croatian government arrests another Liberlander, I'm going to bring up a new Croatian massacre from recent history, just to get back at them for messing with our friends.
So, I'm not friends with them, but they seem like people we could be friends with. I've never met anyone in Liberland. But RT has an interview with the president. This was released about 5 days ago, so I hadn't seen this until now. Again, I was looking to see, you know, what's the latest on Liberland here, RT being Russia Today. Vit Jedlica claims to be the president of Liberland, tiny patch of land nestled between Croatia and Serbia. He told RT's In the Now that this that his would-be country doesn't need the huge bureaucracy of the EU. RT asks, tell us, why does the world need Liberland? Jedlica says, we really believe in tax havens because, you know, more freedom brings more prosperity. And, you know, prosperity is good for everybody.
Yeah, I think that a lot of these governments are like, what? What do you need a new country for? For God's sakes, we have plenty of countries. Come to our country. But what they don't understand is that the politicians and bureaucrats and people that populate these the machinations of these countries, they just treat everybody else like their tax livestock.
Yeah.
And when I say that, I think it just goes past people's heads. When you have livestock, you have it for a reason. Livestock produces something for you. The political class is either A, they're the masters that that own the tax livestock, and that's you and me, the people who are in the productive class, or they're just parasites. Now, I'm not, parasites don't run the host the way that these people do. I think that they're far better akin to being compared to, you know, animal husbanders, farmers, than anybody else. These people... I mean, if you have a dog, an animal that won't obey on your farm, you're just going to kill it. I mean, you're going to get it out of there. That's what they'll do to you. If you are not sufficiently obeisant to these people, they will kill you. There is only one crime, and that crime is disobedience. If they tell you what to do and you don't do that thing, they will ultimately kill you over it, because it is, their rules are enforced with the point of a gun. It's not about kicking you out of their area. And by the way, people won't even acknowledge that these nations actually claim space. You're not a landowner. They're claiming both your body. They want to claim your soul if they could, your volition if they could do that. But they'll be happy with your body and your land. That's what they claim from you. Is that a parasite? I don't think it is. People call it a parasite class, but they're not a parasite class. They're the ruling class.
And there's nowhere we're allowed to go. We can't. If people say leave, I already did. I left Colorado and Texas. I'm in New Hampshire. It's the best I could do. You know, there are no freer places, essentially, in some ways, maybe here or there. But there's no empty plot of land I'm allowed to go to and start a new government.
Right. They're all dominated by these people.
And here we find one, and they're arresting people for trying to go there.
Yep. So RT asks the president, what made you want less government in your life? And he says, I really believe that government in many parts of the world is stepping on the happiness and prosperity of the people. Where would you like to live, in South Korea or North Korea? You choose. And I think there are many reasons why we should be concerned about our freedoms in Europe. The taxes are always rising. I tried to change that in the Czech Republic, and it didn't help much for 5 years. We have almost all the time more regulations. There are more than 100,000 pages made by the EU at the moment. So there's a real need to have a really free nation. We can see that there's also a great interest in it. There are over 330,000 people who have applied for citizenship. Out of
330,000 people.
Out of which, he says,
that's half the population of the state of Vermont.
He says, out of which of that, 30,000 are totally serious about this. So they've been whittling down the number of applicants there at Liberland. Basically, you know, they're wanting to pick the people who are the most serious, who really are, you know, considering a move or whatever the other qualifications
are.
Well,
those people should move if they're serious.
They have money. So they have talents that they can bring to the table. 855 450 free. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here in the remaining moments. We've got enough time for you if you dial in now. You want to talk about Liberland, or you can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. If you enjoy Free Talk Live and you would like to support the show, well, I would like to invite you to do so by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You get access to perks like the Amp Only Facebook group, the Amp Only forums, the Amp Only podcast, and you get it all for $5 a month. And we'll take that $5 in and invest it into the show and hopefully get on more radio stations, because that money goes into advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, hence the name AMP. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn about the details there and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our site. It's AMP, A-M-P. .freetalklive.com. We've got an interview here with Vit Jedlicka. He's the president of Liberland. It was RT Television that performed this interview, and we're asking him some good questions here about next one. Let's talk about the legality of your claim. No other country has recognized Liberland. What makes the claim legal, first of all? And of course, you were arrested, I believe, earlier this month for trespassing in the territory, says RT. Jedlicka replies, it is absolutely legal to claim terra nullius, which is territory not annexed by any nation, under international law. And there are studies by universities which go deeply into the issue and clarify that this was and now is Liberland what used to be terra nullius there. And I tried to go to reach Liberland or to reach the cops that were operating in Liberland from both sides. And it is very funny. When we went from one side, we were arrested for trespassing from Croatia to Serbia, despite the fact that we had papers from the Serbian government which says this is not Serbia's territory. And when we tried to enter from Serbia's side, we were fined for crossing Serbia's territory. Okay, so I hadn't heard that story yet. I'd only heard they were arresting them crossing from Croatia, but apparently they're fining them in Serbia, which he says is quite funny. I'm wondering what the court at the next level is going to do about this. RT says, you've said that Europe will be better off without the EU. Why? Jed Lucas says, I'm a big fan of the European Free Trade Agreement, and I'm actually going to visit the officials of the EFTA pretty soon on my way to Switzerland. There's going to be a vote on the recognition of Liberland in the near future. So I'm a big fan of this organization because it basically brings all that is needed regarding European integration. We just need to have the possibility to trade freely across nations. We don't need this huge bureaucratic body.
Okay, so do I need to bring up some Serbian war crimes, too, since the Serbians fined them?
Yeah, sure, if you've got one
You're
handy.
Sure that's what he said? They fined them? They weren't fined. They were fined?
He says, we were fined for crossing Serbia's territory.
Oh,
we tried
great.
To enter
okay.
From Serbian
well,
side.
I don't even need to look up Serbian atrocities. That's all. I can do that from memory.
All right, give me a quickie.
I guess the primary one would have been, of course, the siege of Sarajevo, which everyone's heard about, but not so many people have heard about this.
Hold on. I got to say that I don't know, you know, being a 44-year-old, this is, to some extent, this stuff passed me by. I just, you know, I wasn't that plugged in. I don't know that much that went on during this conflict. You were there, so for you it was much more real.
Four-year-long siege, but the bigger atrocity was the one at Srebrenica, where they cleansed the entire population out. They killed all the men they could find. Some of them escaped into the hills. They surrounded the hills, told them they could come out, and then killed them.
God, it's disturbing.
So, next question here from RT. Let's talk more about tax havens. You say we need more of them around the world. Isn't Liberland going to become a place for the world's richest to avoid paying their governments? What kind of people want to join your country? Jedlicka replies, rich people already don't pay any taxes, and they have the means how to get rid of them. The problem today is that the rich people are actually taking money from the governments. Just consider the Czech Republic. The finance minister was able to get money from EU subsidies to build his own ranch, his own private mansion, and it was 50 million Czech crowns, which is a lot of money. So the problem of today is completely the opposite. The rich people are taking money from the poor people through all these donations, subsidies, these projects that are made by the EU and also at national levels. It's a great answer. RT asks, I just want to clarify, how many people in fact signed up for citizenship? Jellico says, well, we've got 330,000 people who are registered for the citizenship. Some 34,000 fulfill all the criteria that we expect from a good citizen. Now, by the way, the Liberland website, if you were wondering, is liberland.org. And if you want to learn more about their citizenship, they do have information there about that. That's liberland.org. Final question from RT in this interview. And what are your plans for the country? So Jedlicka replies, well, first, we need to make sure that we make a deal with Croatia. And I have been working with the diplomats here. I've been talking to foreign ministry people with the deputy chairman of the foreign ministry, and he told me that our project has a chance to succeed if we are mainly about peace, love, and freedom. And I think, actually, that is exactly what we are about. So,
you know, they can play the Croatian government off against the Serbian one. I wish that was working out better than it is. But, you know, something to keep in mind about Croatian society is that it is much more PR conscious than Serbian society, in my experience.
Hmm.
You know, the reason that the Croats and the Bosnians only fought briefly was because of the fact that the American government put a little bit of pressure on, and the Croats quickly backed down and made peace with the Muslims, and they teamed up and then ended the war. But that's all I had.
Do you think this foreign minister is blowing smoke here, saying that hey, you guys might have a chance to succeed?
I'm afraid that is another stereotypical Croatian trait, is to say, hey, everything's fine. And then I just coming in from behind your back. I mean, I hate to say that. All Croatians have always treated me awesome. They're very nice to reporters. You know, it's an instinctive thing.
But the government.
But the government's awful, and you never, you're a little bit less likely to get maybe a super
honest.
I don't know. That's not the word I'm looking for. They may not be quite as direct with you as you might want. So
what I'm asking myself is what would the benefit to this bureaucrat be to lie? Now, certainly there are, you know, it's cultural and just human in some cases to attempt to deflect, right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't wish to answer your question, so I'll give you the answer that you would like to have so that I may walk away, right? Like, there's mm-hmm. that. And that's, you know, very human, but it can be more cultural for some cultures. And I don't know anything about Croats, wouldn't propose to. But what is the benefit to this bureaucrat in telling somebody or politician or whatever he is, bureaucrat? He's a minister, so he's a high-level bureaucrat.
Yeah.
What's the benefit to him to giving false hope to these people for the creation of their nation?
I don't know. Just a toy with them? There's no benefit. I guess you're right.
I think that...
Well, tourism. If the Croatians can get a lot of people coming through there, Croatia is an awesome tourist destination.
Is it?
Yeah, that's why you should
really seriously get some tourist dollars out of Liberland.
Okay, right. Maybe I mean, being be honest, there.
Do you think Italy does good from... the benefit to this guy to lying, though, I don't think there is one. I'm thinking that what he's saying is true.
Okay.
Is that they continue to occupy this land and make legal overtures. I don't know whether they are or not, but, I sincerely hope they are or they do soon, and then make international legal overtures that they are a nation, they will be successful over time.
You know, we got to get the Free State Project to recognize them. It's not a country, but it's a step up from just a person,
Yeah, that's agreed.
And, there's going to be
Free Talk Live officially recognizes Liberland.
Yeah, well, you know what? It would be interesting.
I recognize them.
I wonder if the Free State Project has reached out to them at all, because... Maybe they could invite President Jedlicka to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Jedlicka is an obvious speaker for Porkfest.
Right.
I can't imagine he would not be here at some point.
Well, I hope that maybe it'll be a last-minute reveal or something. Maybe they're working on that behind the scenes. I don't know. That was just, just crossed my mind right now. So
we need an alliance, I guess. I hate to say it because entangling alliances are dangerous, but we need all the friends we can get.
Yeah, I agree. And, of course, there was at one time a European Free State Project that fizzled. It didn't really become anything more than a website.
But there's this hunger. People are just starving for a new place with a new system.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's huge popularity on this. That's what I'm saying. This is the sort of the new European Free State Project, if you will, right?
Well, we could just ban NASA and let us start running chemical rockets, average people or companies could run chemical rockets instead of having NASA do most of it. Then we could get to space. But they're not letting us into space, so we got to do something here.
I think this is the best idea for the European area, because, it's difficult to immigrate to New Hampshire by the legal system. It's not an easy thing to do, but it might be a lot easier once people settle in Liberland to actually physically get there for people that live in Europe already. So it might be interesting to have the two competing movements, if you will, New Hampshire and Liberland. And they're not really competing too much with one another because it's hard to immigrate internationally. So,
It'd be fun too, and hopefully we'll start the ball rolling, but the more we try to help them, hopefully they'll start raising concerns about human rights in New Hampshire. That would be really nice to have public statements from a government or even just from the Liberland activists at this point, because they have a bully pulpit.
I've just recognized Liberland on our Facebook page, so it's official. Free Talk Live, along with tags and everything.
All right, Dave Ridley, get more of him anytime at RidleyReport.com, and we will continue tomorrow night with more Free Talk Live. You can join us between now and then online at FreeTalkLive.com. See you then.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, and computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times.
Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.